me tell you something, folks. Totals here from a border watch operation for the Minutemen, 273 days on watch, 30,569 illegal aliens sighted, 310 rescues, 13,660 intruder apprehensions from 26 countries confirmed by the Border Patrol. And I want to welcome Carmen Mercer of the Minutemen to my show. Hello, Carmen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, dear. And you?
I'm doing well, too.
I hope you had a great Christmas.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
We're going to talk about the border fence construction. Congress has authorized money to do that. Is that money helping the Minutemen to build this thing, or is this being run by private construction, and are we using the illegal aliens to build it?
Well, you know, you won't believe this, but actually one company who was starting to build the government fence had actually employed illegal aliens and I guess was caught. But the fence that we are building as the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, of course, comes from private donations, and government fencing was supposed to build us at least 750 miles of fencing. It has since then been cut down to 375 or 350 miles, and you know the start was there. We have seen about I think 13 miles in Sasebo, which is a very heavy drug area southwest of Tucson, as well as on the Napo line where we started patrolling 5 years ago. And part of that has been erected, too. Of course, everything has come to a halt, and now we're fearing that the fence is not going to be built at all again. I mean, it has stopped in between, and Michael Chertoff actually overruled the injunctions of the federal judges and wanted to start building the fence again. And here we are. We have the omnibus spending bill that will cut out the fence project pretty well.
Michael Chertoff, that's one of my favorite people. I've got an issue, a former issue, April 2006 of Free American and Thunder Riders magazine, and I got a picture of Michael Chertoff in here in a story regarding him, and on the other side of the page I have a picture of Vladimir Lenin. I said they look so much alike that I think he has to be a clone.
Well,
that may be why I haven't been able to get any money, borrow any money on my property, because 150 mortgage companies have run credit checks on me that I've never talked to. So maybe that's Michael Chertoff's revenge. Or is that Michael Devil in English?
Well, it could be, but you know, I remember in June when we defeated the amnesty bill, how strongly he came across and said, you know, we must restore the faith of the American people into our government, and the only way we can do that is by coming through with the promises that we have given to the people, and that is by building this fence, and you better believe it, this fence will be built.
All right, hold on in just a moment. We'll follow up on that after these messages. So we're talking with Carmen Mercer, and I am a free American. I am Clay Douglas.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Carmen Mercer of the Border Patrol, and how's Chris Simcox doing?
He's doing well. He's actually working on a plan right now to kind of like do a little report card for all the presidential candidates to figure out at the end who's going to be worthy enough to get our endorsement.
Well,
so we're working on that
right
now.
I can tell you the only one I believe is worth an endorsement, and that is Ron Paul.
Well, of course, you know, like I said, we're not endorsing anybody right now. They're candidates with strong opinions. Ron Paul does have that. However, he's not giving any time to the fence construction, and he's relying on the cooperation from Congress to, you know, to get the job done. He says physically secure borders and coastlines, and we must do whatever it takes to control entry into our country before we undertake complicated immigration reform proposals. Another person that's very strong on securing the border is Duncan Hunter, and he certainly wants to build that fence, and he's said that many times, and he's also been the one constructing the Fence Act. But he doesn't want to put the military on the border. So it's going to be a combination of things, and it's going to be...
If the tactics right now, if we turn our police loose to do their job and let them remove the illegal aliens, the report's just coming out that all illegal aliens in the U.S. live in fear of the police stopping you for some minor infraction and asking for your papers, according to laborer Fernando Gutierrez. And the Mexican illegal immigrant Lindy has sat down with her husband, Marco Antonio, in the weeks before Christmas to decide when to go back to Mexico. So a lot of the illegals here are ready to go back, And I've got one problem with the border fence I'd like to address and get your opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's there that the government is putting it up to keep illegals out. I think they're putting it up to keep us and the illegals here. But I'm, you know, I'm one of those conspiracy theorists. I'm one of those people that just doesn't trust our pseudo-government very much. What do you think?
Well, of course, we want to build the fence to keep the illegal aliens out, to know what intent the people have coming into this country, and to make sure that we will stop the crimes and the drugs and you know, all of that that's coming through the borders, through our borders. But you're right. We have realized that, you know, several states have stood up and have enforced their own laws, Arizona is one of them, actually. In a few days, Arizona is going to implement a law that will punish the employers if they knowingly hire illegal aliens. And, of course, we're going to have a little loophole there. But anyway, if employers are being caught hiring illegal aliens, they will be punished the first time around. The second time around, they will not be able to get another business license. And we certainly see and hear that the influx of illegal aliens is actually going down because they know, first of all, it is more difficult to get into the country right now because we do have the Minutemen on the border. We have increased Border Patrol on the border as well. And, you know, we do have some fence that has gone up, and all of that is a combination of things that, of course, creates a big deterrent for the illegal aliens.
Is Al Garza still working with you?
Al Garza is still with us, and he had a wonderful Christmas. I just talked to him a few days ago, and he's doing well, and he says hello. And, you know, Al has been with us for almost 4 years. And you were saying at the beginning of the show that people out of 28 different nations have been apprehended by Border Patrol. You know, in the meantime, Border Patrol has confirmed 149 countries out of which the illegal aliens have come and crossed the border between Mexico and the United States. So,
you remember about 2 years ago, a Border Patrol agent was killed apprehending some illegals. They drowned him in the river down in Yuma. And the illegals that he caught were mainland Chinese. There's only two media sources in the country that told that story, that they were Chinese. That was the local Yuma paper and the Free American.
Absolutely, and we have even come across Chinese people also in the time that we've been patrolling the border. And it's certainly not about the poor migrant Mexican worker. You know, that has far gone beyond that. We're well aware that it has nothing to do with being racist. I mean, we, like we always said, we really don't care what country and what color people are coming into this country. As long as they come in the legal way, we are only concerned about national security and public safety of the American people. And we certainly are also concerned about diseases that are coming into this country that have increased, that were eradicated at one time and that are showing up again, you know, in schools. I mean, not only whooping cough, which can also kill you, of course, a child that can kill. But, you know, we're talking about other diseases as tuberculosis. We're talking about parasites. You know, and the American people have to know that it costs a lot more money to cure these diseases now because they're coming across in a strain that is much, much stronger than it ever was before. And it's
This is biological warfare against the American people. I've got a video out. It's called The True Face of FEMA, Carmen.
Uh-huh.
We filmed the first Homeland Security meeting after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And Colonel John Brinkerhoff is lecturing law enforcement in the United States at Sandia Labs in Albuquerque. He says, in case of a single outbreak of infectious disease anthrax or smallpox or something like that, smallpox is what he mentioned specifically.
Right.
We'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of them just won't follow orders. Oh, Colonel, are you talking about the National Guard, he's asked. No, no, they're too expensive. And besides that, they're going to be in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Chechnya or Bosnia or someplace. No, we need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. My response to that is we're going to need more troops in America than we used to invade Iraq to control the American people. Why? Because some of us won't line up on the Kmart parking lot and take a vaccination that contains mercury and antifreeze and who knows what else. I mean, that is a frightening situation.
It is. And, you know, and of course it's being kept in the dark, and we don't want to worry the American public. But, you know, the news are coming out, and how are we to know that even this virus that's now surfacing and that's killing young people, how are we to know that, you know, this could not be anything like you just talked about? But the problem is that I think people are in a dreamland when it comes to that. They've also
prepared us for a pandemic of bird flu, which, by the way, doctors tell me is indistinguishable from regular flu. And they've already got the vaccines lined up for us in case of bird flu. Their plan is to kill every chicken and every turkey in this country to starve us to death. And then get us to line up on the Kmart parking lots to willingly take the vaccine to prevent you from getting bird flu. And frankly, I'm going to be one of those people that you ain't going to get on the parking lot, and you ain't going to stick a needle in my arm. I'll take my chances. Like humanity has for about, what, 20,000 years?
You're right. And, you know, Clayton, I've never had the flu, and I've never had the flu shot either, and I'm not about to start taking it also because, you know, as we've heard here just recently that lead or bleach or whatever is in the vaccination, you know, and they're putting it into small children now. We're making laws that little babies have to have certain shots, but we're not enforcing the laws to secure our borders, to prevent
if you give your babies and your school children these vaccinations that they're and they're threatening to put you in prison, in jail, if you don't give it to them.
Absolutely true. And, you know, I have to literally do that.
The vaccinations they've been giving the children in California has seen a 200% increase in autism. And they're linking that directly to the vaccines.
You're absolutely right, and that's very, very scary. You know, and when you then think about it, when I came from Germany, and in Germany I had refused to give certain shots to my children, but when I came here to Arizona, I literally had to give them a series of shots before they were even accepted at the schools here. You know, so what chance do you have and what choice do you have? You can teach your children privately, but if you want them to go to public school, you're going to have to adhere to the law, right? How easy is that?
No, there's a religious exemption. You can claim a religious exemption right now. That's what I did, and that's why my boys are grown men and healthy and smart. And by the way, I would be very careful with your family and you, Carmen, because the enemies that we have out there. Oh, well, let's see, like the ADL that refers to the Minutemen as vigilantes. They don't like your kind. I'll explain that in just a minute. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. We'll take your phone calls, too, if you're out.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back here, and if you want to call in, talk to Carmen here, our number is 800-313-9443, and if you want to get this issue and the next issue of the Free American magazine and help distribute it, call me at 888-678-1444. Carmen, you're from Germany, right?
Yes, I was born and raised in Germany, yes.
Yeah, well, I was just doing a story on one of these Gulf War vets who's been incarcerated and drugged up in New Hampshire, and his mother was telling me what was happening there. He had been working with the Browns up in New Hampshire and was working with the vets over there trying to uncover some corruption. And so they nailed him, put him in a hospital, put him in a psychiatric hospital, and started feeding him drugs. And I had his mother on my show a couple of days ago. And she said, yeah. I said, you've got an accent. Where are you from? And she says, Germany. I was born in Germany. I said, oh,
yes.
Well, there's part of the problem. Because these globalists hate Germans. She says, yeah, we're smart. We know what's happening. And they hate us for that. And my whole family was from Germany. They came to Texas, and the Wolfs and the Von Bayers were from Germany. So I'm pretty much my bloodline is all German. And I've had vets come in and tell me that the World War II vets that said, we fought on the wrong side. Of course, Patton said the same thing.
Well, that's true. But, You know, I mean, I can't say that Germans are the only good people, but let me tell you, the fact remains that we came over into this country the legal way, waiting in line, you know, doing the right thing, doing our paperwork, doing our fingerprinting, doing our thorough health check before we were admitted into this country. You know, and you were saying before we went on the break, Clayton, that, you know, that there are many groups or many people that don't like us and that call us vigilante. And I'm asking you, what is vigilant about obeying the law? You know, and they're calling us gun-toting vigilantes. Yes, that's our right. Arizona is an open carry state.
That's right. But, Carmen, they did the same thing to me when I helped organize the militias and trained militias around the country, which are U.S. law. It's part of our code, U.S. code. And the militias are what founded this country. So they listed me, the same group, the ADL, listed me in their publications, Armed and Dangerous. I called them up and said, you know what? You folks finally got something right.
Well, you know, if you think about what comes across our border, and you know, people always think it's just a migrant worker coming across. You know, we know that we have the notorious drug gang, the MS-13, that has entered our country. We have over 60,000 members of the drug cartel here in our country. We're having women who are being raped crossing the border who are believing they're going to fulfill the dream of their life, and, you know, they don't know what's awaiting them when they're getting through the desert by well-paid coyotes who should be concerned about their welfare and who really don't give a hoot about what's going to happen to them.
You know, this is not a racist issue.
No, it's not.
If I was living down in Mexico and I couldn't find a job and feed my family, I'd be coming up here with them.
Absolutely.
But it's the government. Their government is driving them up by keeping their wages down, by unemployment. You know, I don't know what they're doing with all those factories that we send down there, but it's the government in this country that's allowing them in, that's not enforcing our own laws, that is the problem. It's not that we're racist. It's not that we're vigilantes. It's our government's fault here.
And certainly.
That's why I published the Free American Magazine, Carmen, and that's why I would love to. I told Chris Simcox, and I told Jim Gillespie.
Gilchrist.
I've told them both. You know, I'm here to work with you. You know, as a matter of fact, I just downloaded your logo. I'm putting it up on my website under groups that you should support and join. And I would like to. I'd like to have the Minutemen distributing this magazine. And this last magazine, too, I've still got a few thousand copies left. I've got it right on the cover here, Betrayed by Homeland Security. And I've got Monica Ramos and her husband, Border Patrol Agent Ignacio Ramos, who's in prison for doing his job. His family's at risk while he's being beaten by the illegals he put in the prison. And I've got their story in here. You know, by Homeland Security, they gave immunity to the illegal alien drug dealer that they busted coming up here with 700 pounds of marijuana, and they let him bring another load up so he could testify against them. And then the same guy got busted last month bringing another 750 pounds up. I think that's a national disgrace.
I agree.
And, you know, we've got us, that was sending a message out to Border Patrol. Leave them alone. Leave them alone, or this could happen to you. We'll be right back with Carmen Mercer from the Minutemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Carmen Mercer. And I would like for you to extend my greetings to the staff and everything in there in Phoenix.
Thank you.
And you tell them, you know, every issue of the Free American that comes out is an effort, you know, to get these Border Patrol agents to stop the illegals that are coming here. They've, you know, the Free American's the one magazine that's told Americans that these illegal aliens are responsible for over 48,000 murders in America. That 95% of the arrest warrants in California, Phoenix, and New Mexico are for illegal aliens. 48,000 Americans. They've killed more. Our troops in Iraq are safer than we are here.
You know, and those are not the numbers that we're hearing on a daily basis. You know, that's absolutely true. And I'm just looking at the cover of your magazine here, and you're right. You know, I've spoken to Monica Ramos many, many times, and can you blame the drug smuggler for doing what he's doing? Because the United States literally catered to him. I mean, of course he would try to bring some more drugs through the country because he was protected from the law. I mean, we were, you know, we rather put our own agents into prison who were doing the job they were trained to do and let this other guy go free. And certainly he'll try again to bring his drugs in. And I'm so glad that they caught him this time and that he's in jail now.
I'm a student of history, and every time a communist regime takes over a country, whether South Africa, China, Russia, in the turn of the century, they go after three classes of people. They go after the farmers first because they don't want you being able to feed yourself. They go after the intelligentsia next. That's the professors, the teachers, and the common men on the street like me that's got enough intelligence to know what the hell they're doing. And three, and I had pictures of police officers and the soldiers and Russia stacked up like cordwood after the Bolsheviks took over. They go after the loyal soldiers and police officers that are doing their job and trying to support the oath. I took an oath when I was 17 to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And there was no expiration date on that. And most of your volunteers are ex-soldiers and ex-police officers, aren't they?
We have very many of them that are ex-military, ex-police officers. Even to me, I mean, the Constitution of the United States of America was written for a reason. And if it says in there, you know, that our president is to protect us from invasion, then that's the job that he needs to do, because it is about the American public. This is America. This is our country. We have to respect our laws. Other people have to respect our laws, just like we respect the laws of other countries. We don't ever try to pressure our laws onto other countries. Why do people think they have to do that to us when they come into this country?
Yeah, well, if you want everybody treated equally, and you want to see a discrepancy there, try immigrating to Mexico. What happens to you if you get caught as an illegal immigrant in Mexico?
You get put to jail, and you have to pay a lot of money if you ever make it out of there.
That's right. And there is no reason we shouldn't be doing that unless those aliens, those illegals, are being let into this country to do exactly what they're doing, murder Americans. That's what the same thing happened to Russia. The Bolsheviks stirred up the Jews in the Pale settlement where they'd been for a couple of hundred years and ran them out against the Christian Russians. And with Stalin's help, they killed 50 million Russians. And I think that's what they want to do here. They want to destabilize this country because this country, our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And we're fighting the same people today, and they just want to take it back over again. This whole North American Union thing. I guess George Bush is a lot smarter than I thought. Man, he solved that illegal alien problem just like that. They're not illegals anymore. They're all just members of the North American community like you and I.
Exactly, you know, and we have to remember one thing. I mean, when President Bush tells us that they're coming over here to do the jobs that Americans won't do, you know, these jobs have run out. And what happens when you can't find a job anymore? The next thing you do is you start crime, and that's why crime is increasing. You know, that's why our children can't get summer jobs anymore. That's why we have over 15 million underemployed American people who can't feed their families anymore. You know, and this is what we have to worry about. We have to worry about our own people. We have to worry that our children are getting the best education in this country and that we don't cater to people from other countries who don't even want to assimilate and who don't even want to respect our laws.
You learned the language. You came here. You assimilated.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's not fair to you. That's not fair to your children to have to be even dealing with this. That's why I support the amendment. But my suggestion to you to take back to the office, I've got copies of the Free American here. We can be passing them out. I've got a fifth wheel and a truck and trailer to pull it in that has got fitted the Free American over there. So we can use this Free American to go to biker rallies, to events around the country. And I'll park the Free American and put this magazine out with Nacho Ramos. I'll go right down to Douglas, Arizona, and put it up on and be selling it on the streets. If I have the ability, if I have a little bit of help, I need the help of the Minutemen organization so I can help the Minutemen. You know, it's shows like this that make people aware of what's going on, that let people know that you're not a vigilante. You're a mother. You're a citizen. You care about this country. That's why you're doing what you're doing. And in this case, and I'm a little bold about this, I walked into the FBI office in Albuquerque after going through all the shakedowns and all the security procedures, and I laid 25 copies of this magazine on the desk and asked them how they felt about this, how they felt about Homeland Security being run by somebody with dual citizenship, how they felt about this Border Patrol agent being put in prison for doing his job. And I'll state it on the air here. I'll state it in the magazine. Nacho Ramos and Jose Campion made one mistake. You know, they're not perfect. They're not perfect people. They made one mistake. They shot Davila in the butt instead of the head. They should have better target practice, more target practice.
True. I agree. I totally agree.
Hey, you want to break the law? You want to run drugs over here to my kids? You know, they're just lucky they got somebody that was a bad enough shot that shot them in the ass. If they'd come over here and broken into my house and were feeding my kids drugs, I'd be a lot better shot.
Well, you know, and Clayton, you have to remember, it's not only the high schools anymore that the drugs are being introduced. It's the grade schools that, you know, where we're getting the drugs in.
We also have the problem of our government feeding drugs to our kids. Oh, your child's hyperactive. We need to give him Ritalin, you know. That'll turn him into a cocaine addict before he's 10.
There's
a lot wrong. But there's answers to all of it. I mean, you know, and this is what the Free American is about, to show people there are answers out there. Ron Paul is part of the answer. You know, we've got this this whole gasoline crisis. Gasoline's costing us much. I've got two films on my website that show we can run every vehicle we've got in this country on water. Oh, that's not allowed. We can cure cancer. That's not allowed. And I've got T-shirts that I got from Frosty Woolbridge. Said, ask me how to solve the illegal alien problem. And when I wear that and somebody asks me, I said, well, it's pretty simple. I think it's pretty simple. You put a bounty on them and turn the Texans loose on them. We still remember the Alamo. But that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, Clayton, we're certainly very peace-loving and law-abiding citizens. But you're right. I mean, I'm a grandmother. I have five grandchildren who have to go through our system. And you're right. I own a restaurant. I have a friend who comes to my restaurant and picks up my old grease from my fryer and runs his Mercedes with that. You know, so you know we have ways and means to solve the big problems of the world. We don't really have to rely on the oil of other countries. You know, there are plenty of ways out there. But, you know, it would destroy
It would destroy the grip the elite have on our money supply and what we buy and what we sell. And they do that. I'll have an article in this next issue on Bernays. That's Freud's nephew who made it okay for women to smoke in America, and you know they use this mass psychological programming, and they don't call it programming on television for nothing, to get you to go out and buy the Mercedes, buy the Hummers, and then pay outrageous prices for gasoline. I mean, basically, I say that they have refined the art of slavery to the point the slaves don't know they're slaves. I'm not a slave, man. I can get in that pickup truck and go down and get a beer. Watch. It's called economic slavery. And they're running these illegals in here to destroy the middle class. And the cities, I believe, the cities will erupt if we don't solve this problem right now. And the Minutemen organization are doing their part to solve the problem. You're just not getting the support of the government because our government has sold us out to the international bankers. Again, just my opinion.
But I still have all faith in the American public, Clayton. I'm the eternal optimist when it comes to that. And I know if we don't get this problem handled over the next, well, it's probably not going to happen over the next 4 years, you know, with all the candidates that are up for the job for president. I think we're going to have our job cut out for many more years to come. It's not going to happen overnight, but the good part about it is, Clayton, that we have awakened the giant. We have gotten the American public off the couch. We have gotten them involved, as we saw when we defeated the amnesty bill in June. I mean, the participation and passion that was coming through from the American people made me just so proud, and it made me realize, you know, we can change this country. We can take it back, and we will take it back. One state at a time, one company at a time. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen, and this is what I tell you here, because I am a firm believer in the American people. I am, and I know it's going to happen. But until then, we have a difficult road ahead of us. And
one of the problems we have is kind of the problem illustrated by the computer industry. Garbage in, garbage out. If the American people aren't getting the truth, aren't getting the both sides of the story, aren't getting the true picture of what's happening and what's at stake, and what's at stake are your grandchildren. You know, we've got our productivity is down, we've exported our factories, and we're importing our replacements and our killers. And that's kind of a grim picture of it. It's not the sanitized version you might get on NBC, but it's a truth. And we are fighting for our children, our grandchildren. I don't want my sons going over to Iraq, invading another country, and being the invaders. And I don't want the invaders coming into this country. I would rather put my sons on the border there to protect our border than send them to Iraq to protect Iraq's border. And, you know, there's not many people that have the range of experience, the history, the study of history that I have. There's not many people that have access to the news stories that I have again and again. And I've had Al Garzon here. I'll have you again. I'll have Chris Simcox. You know, I want your side of the story exposed to the American people. And that's why I'm telling you, I need help with the Free American. I need advertiser. I need some support. And I'm handing you a tool to let people know what the true situation is and the seriousness of it. I mean, Bush is trying to push us into a World War III so we can cover up all of the mess that's in this country. And he's already tried to make it, if you protest, I guess, a war, he can come in and confiscate your property right now. And the Iraqi vets are over here and being denied habeas corpus and being put in prisons and drugged because they've stood up against corruption. I asked the FBI, I was sitting in their office, I said, well, what happens if your commander-in-chief is the problem here? What if he is a traitor to this country? What if he is a terrorist? What do you do? Oh, well, we don't have to follow illegal orders. I said, oh, well, that's good. That gives me a little hope for you and for this country. that you know, the Minutemen need to be supported by the rest of the American people. They are doing a job. And these Border Patrol agents, they need to be freed. Tie a yellow ribbon around your tree. And free Ignacio Ramos Nacho. He's a fellow biker, too, by the way. And his partner. And I've got my next issue of the magazine, and it'll be another powerful issue. I've got a picture of George Bush, and I've got a picture of Ron Paul on the cover. And I tell everybody, and when that goes through the mail, it'll be seen by hundreds of people in the post offices. Impeach this one and elect that one. All right. 888-678-1444 is the number for the Free American. And we'll be right back with some last words from Carmen Mercer in a minute.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. But Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Teach the world to snuff the fires in the light.
got a little bit of activity on the store on the Free American. Maybe some donations and subscriptions coming in. I need a lot of them today, folks. I need a lot of them. My number is 888-678-1444. And, Carmen, I've really enjoyed having you on my show.
Thanks. It's been fun being on it. And, you know, Clayton, what we have to do, we have to educate the public. We have to educate our young Americans to go out there and vote.
Well, every issue of this next issue of the magazine, from now on, from now until November, will have ads for Ron Paul, who's the one congressman that has been always stood up for our Constitution, that wants to protect America, that wants to stop the illegals. And if the Minutemen would choose to help me with the Free American, to help distribute it, help publish it, help me get advertising. I live in a two-house town, so I don't have a big labor pool, or a dating pool for that matter. And I want to go on the road with my truck and my trailer and my Harley. I want to go to the biker rallies, and I want to speak to the college kids and colleges around the country. I want to be able to stress. I'm putting you up today, by this afternoon. I'll have a link to the Minutemen site on my site. I've gotten over 38,000 hits on that site. I would like to have a link to the Free American on the Minutemen site in return, and I would like to have your help. And I can tell you right now, I would be one of the best supporters and one of the best people to reach the American people that you can find.
Clayton, that's exactly what Chris is doing, and I think that's a great idea, and I will certainly see what we can do to get you a link to our website as well.
All right. I'd appreciate that. And, you know, I ran a story and talked about Chris being attacked at the colleges by these, the ADL types. And I'm real used to that. Do you remember when the MS-13 gang leader threatened the Minutemen down in Tombstone?
Yes.
Well, we're going to send our boys in. They're going to cut off their genitals and we'll feed them to our ravening dogs. Remember that?
Yes.
I ran an article in my motorcycle magazine, Thunder Riders. I said, you know what, boys? I'm coming down there with a couple of hundred of Vietnam vets and Hell's Angels. Try to cut our balls off and feed them to your dogs. Guess
well,
what? Nobody showed up. No Minutemen were bothered, and no MS-13 gang members showed up.
Exactly, because, you know, at the end, we are still the better people, we're still the stronger people, we have the most guts, and we're going to stand up for what we believe in. That's just bottom line.
Well, like I said, with me, it's real simple. What's my motivation? Why do I do what I do? Because I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and there was no expiration date, and I will do
Absolutely.
That till the day I die.
That's right.
All right. You got my numbers. Carmen, give me a call, and let's see if we can work something out. I've got about 3,000 copies of this issue, and I have to go to Arizona to pick up the next issue. So I would like to hook up and connect with the Minutemen and work together with you. I also helped, you can ask Al Garza, I revealed what they were trying to do